Shishi. If your brother will become poor with you, and he will sell himself to you. This is the parsha of Meicher Atzmai, a person who is poor and sells himself as an Eved Ivri. In Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, Ki sikne Eved Ivri, the pasuk over there is referring to Machru Bezdin, where a person stole and does not have money to pay back what he stole. Bezdin will sell him as an Eved Ivri. That is the parsha of Machru Bezdin, and this is the parsha of Meicher Atzmai. So if a person will sell himself to you, Lo Savad by Avoides Oved, you shall not work with him with slave labor. Don't tell him to carry your clothing after you to the Beis HaMerchatz, to the bathhouse. Do not tell him to tie your shoes. But rather, kisachir kitoishav yeimach, he should be to you like a sachir and a toishav, a hired worker. A sachir is a hired worker that works for a shorter period of time, and a toishav is more of a long-term hired worker. But he should be to you like a hired worker, which means he should do work in the field and skilled labor, but not avoidus oved, work of a slave. Achnas hayovel yavin imach, he will work by you until yovel, which means either he will go out with sheish by working 6 years, but if yovel will come before sheish, then he will go out by yovel. Yotza me imach, and he will go out from you, hu uvan of imai, he and his children with him. And Rashi is bothered. Bishlama, we understand why he is going free, because he was a slave. Why are his children going free? They were not slaves. Rashi tells us, because as long as this slave worked by the master had to support the slave plus his family, his children and his wife. So when this slave goes free, the master is free from supporting his children and his wife. That's why it says over here, Hu uvan of imai, that his children go free. And in Parashas Mishpatim, Perik Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk says, V'yotza ishtai imai, his wife goes free. This is referring to that the master does not have to support and feed his wife anymore. And when he goes free, v'shav el mishpachtoi, he shall return to his family, v'lachuzas avois of Yoshev, and to the established position of his family he shall return. You shall not be mezalzel him and make fun of him that he was a slave, but rather treat him with dignity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the reason why I am giving you so many laws concerning this Eved is because ki avodahem, they are my servants. My shtar, my ownership contract came before yours. When did I receive ownership on these slaves? Asher etzesi oisam eretz Mitzrayim. When I took them out of Mitzrayim, they became mine. And therefore I am telling you, lo yimachru mem keres oved, you shall not sell them the way you sell a slave. Do not sell them by announcing, here is a slave to be bought. And do not sell them on the selling block, because this is not bakovedik for the Eved Ivri. Lo yisir debay beforech, you shall not work this Eved Ivri through hard labor, v'yoreisam elekecho, and you shall fear your God. The pasuk is telling us that beforech means you shall not give him labor which is unnecessary just to pain him. You shall not tell him, heat up this cup when you do not need this cup to be heated up, or plow under this tree until I come back, which is an unlimited task, because you do not know when you are coming back, and so too he does not know, and therefore it's just plowing and plowing unnecessarily. The pasuk says, V'yoreisam elekecho, you shall fear your God, because Hashem knows if this task is really needed, or it is just la'anoisai, to pain the Eved Ivri. And the pasuk continues that if you will ask me Yisham Sheni, who will serve me, I may not acquire an Eved Ivri to serve me, because I cannot work with him with hard labor. I cannot acquire a guy from the Zion Umais, because the pasuk says concerning the Zion Umais, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, you may not allow him to live, you have to kill him. So who will I acquire to serve me? On that the pasuk says, V'avdech v'amoscha asher yilach, your Eved and your Oma that will be to you to serve you will come from, from the nations that surround you, not from Eretz Canaan, but rather from the other countries. Mehem tiknu eved va'omo, they you are allowed to acquire as an eved or an omo. And the pasuk then tells us that not only from the nations and from the countries around you, but you may also acquire an eved in Eretz Canaan itself under certain circumstances. And the pasuk tells us, V'gam mibnei ha-tayshavim, and also the children of the tayshavim, hagarim imachem, that live with you, mehem tiknu, they you are allowed to acquire as a slave. The tayshavim are goyim from other nations who came to settle in Eretz Yisrael because they married Canaanites, they married women from Canaan. The Pasuk is telling us that these children, the Bnei HaTeshavim, the children of these Teshavim, you are allowed to acquire as an Eved, because there is no Isra of Loisachaya Kol Neshama on these children. Although their mother is from Canaan, but since their father is from another country, we go after the lineage of the father, and you may acquire this child as an Eved Canaanim. And also from their families that are with you, that were born in your land, they will be to you for a possession. The Be'er Yitzchak and also the Torah Tamima explain the end of this pasuk as follows. They say that not only may you acquire the Bnei HaTeshavim as slaves, but even if the Bnei HaTeshavim have children, you may acquire them also as slaves. Because you might think, Bishlama, I understand that you may acquire the Bnei HaTeshavim as slaves, because although their mother is from Canaan, since their father is from another country, there is no Isser of L'Sechaya Kol Neshama, and you may acquire them as slaves. But concerning their children, the Bnei HaTeshavim's children, you may say differently, because the grandchildren's father are from Canaan, and so too are their mother. And their whole mother's family is also from Canaan. And the father's mother is from Canaan too. The only one who is not from Canaan is their father's father. So you may think that they are so embedded in Canaan, they are considered Canaanim, and there is an Isser of L'Sechaya Kol Neshama. Therefore the Torah says no. Even they you are allowed to acquire as slaves. And the pasuk reads like this, U'mimishpachtom asher imochem, and even from the families of the Bnei HaTeshavim, asher elidu ba'aretzachem, that were born in your land, v'hayu lechem la'achuza, even they you are allowed to acquire as possession, and they may become your slaves. And the pasuk continues, Visnachaltam oisam, and you shall keep them in your possession, Livnechem achareichem, in order to give them to your children after you, Loreshes achuza, as an inheritance, La'olam bahem ta'avoidu, you shall work with the Eved Kanani forever. And Eved Kanani does not go out with Sheish, he does not go out with Yovel. The only way he goes out is if you knock out one of his Roshei Evarim, for example, his eye or his tooth, or any of the Chaf Dalad Roshei Evarim, Uva'acheichem Bnei Yisrael, and with your brothers, the Bnei Yisrael Ish Biyachim, a man with his brother, Loisir Debay Beforech, you shall not work him with hard labor. And this pasuk is coming to add that even a melech b'mesharzav, even a king with his servants, and even a nasi b'yamai, even a leader with his nation, these leaders may not work with their people b'forech with hard labor. Zakrashi pasuk lamates avoidas oven avoida shalgnai. This means you may not work with the eved ivri with demeaning work. Sheyehi nikabok eved work, which will make him be identified as a slave. He should not carry the master's clothing after him to the bathhouse. And he shall not tie his shoes. But rather he should be like a hired worker. He should do field work and skilled labor. Treat him like a regular hired worker. He will work until Yovel. In Pogaba Yovel of Neshesh, if Yovel comes out before he works 6 years, HaYovel Maitziyai, he will go out through Yovel. Hu Uvan of Imai, he will go out together with his children. Amar Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon asks, Im Hu Nimkar Bono Bimachron, just because he was sold, who sold his children that they need to go free? El Mikan, from here we learn out, Sherabi Chayev Bimizoinis Bono, his master is Chayev to support and feed his children. Vel Achuzas Avoisav, he goes back to Achuzas Avoisav. Zok Rashi, El Kovet Avoisav, he goes back to the dignity of his father's house. The Eila Zalzalabakat, you shall not embarrass him and look down upon him because he was once a slave. Achuzas means Cheskas, the established position of his family. Ki Avodahem, Shtori Koidim, my contract of ownership came before yours. Leimachru Mimkeres Oved, you shall not sell him the way one sells a slave. Bach Rosa, by announcing, Kan Yesh Eved Limkar, over here there is a slave to be sold. And you shall not let him stand on the selling block. You shall not work him through hard labor. This means work that is not necessary. Just to pain him. Do not say to the slave, warm up for me this kois, and he does not need it. Dig under this grapevine until I come. because this is an unlimited task. He will dig and dig and dig endlessly because the master does not know when he's coming back. Shema Torah, maybe you will say, Ein Makir B'Dover. Nobody will know the difference, Im L'Tzarech Im Lav, if this is necessary work or not. V'Oimer Ani Lo Yishuvu L'Tzarech, and I will tell everybody that this is necessary work. Hari Hadover Azem Mosu L'Lev. This is something that is given over to a person's heart. L'Kach Nema V'Yoresa, that's why the Pasuk says, you shall fear Hashem, who can tell what is in somebody's heart and what a person's true intentions are. And this is the third time in this week's parasha that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the thoughts of a person. We said earlier in Pasuk Yud Zayin on the Lav Aloysoinu, which Rashi explained to mean that you may not give bad advice to another person. It says, V'yoresa melekecha, you shall fear Hashem who knows what your true intentions are. Do you mean by this advice to benefit yourself or to benefit the other person? And then we see it again in Pasuk Lamed Vav, by the Isser of Ribbis, where it says, V'yoresa melekecha, you shall fear Hashem who knows if this money that you are lending Beribis truly belongs to a guy or this is your own money. And then we see it by Eved Ivri, where it says, L'sir debay b'farach, you shall not work him with unnecessary work. V'yoresa melekecha, you shall fear Hashem who knows if this work is necessary or not. V'avdecho v'amoscho asher yilach, sok Rashi, im toimar im kein, Bama ishtamish, if you will ask, who will serve me? Ba'avodai eina moshel, with my avodim ivrim, I do not have authority over them. Bezayin umois, by the seven umois, eina noichel, I do not inherit them. Sharei hizartani, because the Torah warns me, lo yisachaya kol neshama, you may not let them live. Elami shamsheni, so who will serve me? Who will tend to my personal needs? Meisagoyim hem yu l'chol avodim. From the nations around you, they will be your slaves. Asher shvoseichem, they live around you. V'loy shebesech gvul artzachem, not the slaves that live inside your borders of Eretz Yisrael. Sharei bohem amarti, because concerning them I have said, lo yisachaya kol neshama, you may not let them live. But rather, your slaves will come from other countries. The gam mibnei teshavim, they can also come from the children of the teshavim. Shebo misvivaseichem, the husbands who came from other nations, lisa noshim ba'artzachem, to marry women in Canaan. V'yodu lohem, and they have children. The halacha is haben holech acharav, the son will follow the lineage of the father. Ve'enu bechlal lo sechaya, and he will not be included in the iser of lo sechaya kol neshama. Ela atamuto liknoisi ba'oved, you will be allowed to have them and keep them as slaves. Mehem tiknu, oisam tiknu, they you may acquire as slaves. Visnachaltam oisam levnechem, and you shall keep them in your possession in order to give them to your children. Hechziku bohem lenachlo, keep them for yourselves as a possession. Litzurich benechem acharechem, for the purpose of inheriting them to your children. V'leitachin lefarish, it does not make sense to explain the word visnachaltam hinchilum levnechem, you shall inherit them to your children. She'im kain, if so, hoyaloi lichtoiv vehinchaltem. The pasuk should have written vehinchaltem, which means that you will inherit them to your children. Vehinchaltem is a poel yoitze, it is just going out to the next person. You will inherit them to your children. The pasuk should have said vehinchaltem oisam livnechem, but since it says vehisnachaltem with a suf, therefore it means you shall keep them in your own possession. Vehisnachaltem is going back on the person himself. You shall keep it in your own possession in order to inherit it to your children. Vehisnachaltem is like the word kamoi vischazaktem, you shall strengthen yourself, going back on the person himself. Vehisnachaltem, you shall keep it in your own possession in order to give it to your children afterwards. Ish ba'achiv, zok Rashi, Lahavi Nasi Ba'amoi, this is coming to include a leader with his nation, Umelech b'misharsav, and a king with his servants, Shelo Lirdois b'farach, he shall not work with them with hard labor. Shvi, V'chisasig Yad Ger V'soshav Imach, if the Ger Toshav will become wealthy with you. Although the Pasuk says Ger V'soshav, it does not mean a Ger and a Toshav, but rather it means a Ger Toshav. And the Pasuk is telling us, if the Ger Toshav will become wealthy, Imach. The reason why he became wealthy is because he was around you. Since he was around you, he decided to keep some mitzvahs. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him that he became wealthy. But, umacha chicha imoy, your brother became poor imoy because your brother stayed around him. Since he stayed around him and learned from his ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him, and your brother will become poor. Although we allow the Ger Toshav to live in Eretz Yisrael because he keeps some of the mitzvahs, he is not exactly a great example to follow, and therefore the Torah punishes one who will hang around the Ger Toshav. V'nimkar, And this poor person will sell himself leger toishav to the ger toishav, imach with you, oyle eker, or he will sell himself to draw water or cut wood for the Avodah Zarah, or mishpachas ger, he will sell himself to the family of the ger toishav, who are goyim. And the pasuk continues to tell us that you must redeem him from the ger toishav, from the idols, and from the mishpachas ger. And we have to understand, once the pasuk says that you must redeem him from the ger toishav, alachas kama v'kama, you must redeem him from somebody who is totally a goy, and from le'eker, from a person who is working for the avodah zarah. Why does the Torah have to say all three cases? And the pasuk continues, acharei nimkar, after he is sold, geula tialai, a redemption shall be for him immediately. We do not want him to become assimilated with the goy. Echad me echav yigolenu, one of his relatives shall redeem him. Oidoidai, whether it is his uncle, oivendoidai yigolenu, or his cousin shall redeem him. Oimisheer bisarai, or any other relative, mimishpachtai yigolenu, shall redeem him. Oisigi yodai venigal, or if the Eved himself will become wealthy, he will redeem himself. How does the redemption work? V'chishavim kaneu. He will calculate with his purchaser. Mishnas hi machroloi, from the year that he was sold. Achnas ha-yovel, how many years there are until yovel. Because this Eved would have gone free by yovel. Because we are talking about a guy who is under the jurisdiction of the Jews. So he would have had to free him by yovel. So we can calculate how many years there were from the sale until yovel. V'hoya kesev mimkarei b'mispashonim. And we shall divide the purchase price by the number of years, and this way we will know how much each year was worth. For example, if there were 10 years from the date of the purchase until Yovel, and he bought him for $10, each year was worth $1. Like the years of a hired worker, he shall be with him. Just like a hired worker, we look at the price of each year by itself, so too by this Eved. If there are many years from the time of the sale until Yovel, lefihen yashiv gulasai mikasev miknasai, accordingly, he will return his money of redemption based on the purchase price. V'imat nishav b'shanim, if there are few years from the time he was bought until Yovel, achnas ha-yovel until Yovel, v'chishiv loy, he will calculate these number of years, kivishanav, according to the number of years, yashiv es gulasai, he will return his money of redemption. For example, if there were 10 years from the time he was bought until Yovel, and he bought him for $10, which means each year was worth $1, and this Eved already worked 3 years, so he worked off $3 of the purchase price, the Eved will give $7 back to the owner, and then he may go free. Kischir shana v'shana yiyah imai, the Eved Ivri shall be looked at as if he was a hired worker, hired to work for a year at a time. Layurdenu beferech le'enecho, the guy shall not work the Eved Ivri with hard labor, le'enecho, before your eyes. If you see him, you must stop him. Do not be passive, take action, and do not allow the guy to work too hard with the Eved Ivri. V'im lo yigol be'eleh, and if this Eved Ivri was not redeemed with these, referring to the geula, the redemption of himself, or the redemption of relatives, then v'yotzo b'shnas ha-yovel, he will go free by yovel, hu uvan of imoy, he and his children with him. Here too the pasuk is telling us that the goy must support the children and the family of the Eved Ivri. And that's why when the Eved Ivri goes free, so too his children go free, because the master does not have to feed them anymore. And Rashi tells us, v'im lo yigol be'ele, if he was not redeemed with these, we learn, be'ele hu nigol, he is redeemed with these, with geulas kroivim, but not with sheish. And Eved Ivri, that was sold to a goy, does not go free with the yitzia of working 6 years, like an Eved Ivri that was sold to Yisrael. Be'ele hu nigol, ve'in nigol v'sheish. And the pasuk tells us that the goy must treat the Eved Ivri properly, because kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, they are my servants, avodaihem, they became my servants, asher etzesi oisam eretz Mitzrayim, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, they became mine, and therefore ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. And somebody who will work harshly with the Eved Ivri below, it is as if he works his neshama above in Shemayim. You shall not make for yourself idols, ufesel, or statues, umatzeva loisakim lochem, and you shall not set up pillars for yourself. As Rashi explains, matzeva is a single stone which was set up to bring karbonos upon it. And even though during the time of the avos brought karbonos on matzevos, but once the goyim started to do this, this became disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it. Ve'evin maskis lo sitnu ba'artzechem, and a stone to cover the floor you shall not place in your land, v'shtach v'soleo, to bow upon it. You shall not prostrate yourself on a stone floor with pishut yodayim v'raglayim outside the Beis HaMikdash. And even if you do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is still also ba'artzechem, because you are not allowed to do this outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ani Hashem alekechem, because I am Hashem your God. You shall watch my Shabbos, umikdashi tiro, and you shall fear my Mikdash. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to give reward to the one who goes in my way. And we will see soon in Rashi what the connection is between the parsha of an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy and the parsha that one should not worship Avodah Zarah and one should keep Shabbos. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Yad Ger Vitoishav. The Pasuk says Ger Vitoishav, but Rashi explains it to mean Ger Vahu Toishav. It is a Ger Toishav. Kitagumai, just like Targum says, Oral Toishav. Since Targum says on the word Ger Oral, one who is uncircumcised, this must mean a Ger Toishav, because a regular Ger does have a Bris Mila. V'soifa Mechiach, and the end of the Pasuk proves this. V'nimka LeGer Toishav, the Pasuk says that he is sold to a Ger Toishav. It does not say Ger Vitoishav. V'chisas Yad Ger Toishav Imach, Mi Gorim LeShiyashir, who caused this Ger Toishav to become wealthy? Devuka Imach, that is because he attached himself to a Yid, and he does part of the mitzvahs. But the Pasuk says, Umach Achicha Imai, and your brother will become poorer with him. Mi Gorim LeShiyamach, who caused your brother to become poor? Devuka Imai, that is because he attached himself to the Ger Toshav. Al Yadei Shelomad Mimaisav, because he learned from the deeds of the Ger Toshav. Mishpachas Ger, the family of the Ger, Zehu Akum, that means he sold himself to an Akum. Kishu Omer Le'eker, when it says he sold himself Le'eker to idols, Zeh HaNimka L'Avodah Zarah, this means a person who sold himself to the Avodah Zarah Atzma. Liyos Lo Shamish, to be a Shamish, a worker over there. V'loyle L'kus, not to actually worship the Avodah Zarah. El Alachta Veitzim V'lishav Mayim, it means to cut wood or to draw water. Because if this person would actually sell himself to worship Avodah Zarah, then you would not have to redeem him. Because an Ovid Avodah Zarah does not have to be redeemed as a slave, but rather he is just cutting the wood and drawing the water for the Avodah Zarah. Geula Tialoi, a redemption shall be for this Eved, Miyad, right away. Al Tanicheu Sheyitame, do not allow him to become assimilated with the guy. The question arises that Rashi in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph, tells us a rule that whenever the Torah says achar, it means immediately after. But when it says acharei, it means after, but it could be at a later time. Over here, the Pasuk says, Acharei Nimkar, with a Yud. So how can Rashi say Miyad, that it means immediately? This question can be asked in other places in the Torah too. In Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yudal, in Parashas Lech Lecha, the Pasuk says, V'gam es ha-goy asher yavoidu don anoichi, and also the nation that will work with Klal Yisrael will be punished. V'achreichem yetsu b'ruchosh gadol, and afterwards they will leave Mitzrayim with great wealth. The simple meaning of the pasuk is immediately after, es hagoy asher yavoidu don anoichi, that I will punish the Mitzrayim with the 10 makos. V'achrechein yetsu b'ruchosh gadol, they will leave Mitzrayim with great wealth, like the pasuk says, vayinaslu es Mitzrayim. So why does it say a lashon of v'acharei with a yud if it means immediately? On this question, we can answer that when the pasuk says v'achrechein yetsu b'ruchosh gadol, it is not referring to the money that they took out of Mitzrayim immediately when they left Mitzrayim, but rather it is referring to the money that they received 7 days later by Kriyas Yamsuf, where the bizas hayom, the money they received by the Yamsuf, was even greater than the bizas Mitzrayim, the money that they took out of Mitzrayim. So that's why the pasuk says v'acharei, and afterwards it was not immediately, but rather a few days later that they received the rechush gadol by the yam. Another place where we can ask this question is in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Chav, where there the pasuk says v'yehi acharei hadvar ma'ele, it was after these things. And Rashi tells us, Acharei HaDavar Ma'ele is referring to after the thoughts that Avram had after the Akedah, because Avram thought in his mind that he almost killed his son Yitzchak, and he did not marry him off. He should have married off Yitzchak to the daughters of Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. This way, at least, he could have had grandchildren. Therefore, the Torah says, Vayugad Avram. It was told to Avram that the spouse of Yitzchak was born, Rivka was born, and Yitzchak will marry Rivka. So the pasuk is saying, "Vayhi acharei hadvar me'ele." Immediately after Avram's thoughts, Hashem told Avram that Rivka was born. So why does it say acharei if it means immediately? Therefore, Chizkuni in Parshas Vayera explains that this klal means as follows. Achar always means immediately, but acharei can either mean immediately or la'achar zman, after some time. So depending on the context of the pasuk, we can explain what acharei means. And in our pasuk, acharei nimka ge'ula tiyaloi will mean immediately after he is sold, he shall be redeemed. And Rashi continues, Ad Shnas HaYovel, we will calculate how many years there were from the time of the sale until Yovel. Sharei kol atzmai lo konoi ela lo ovde ad Yovel, because he did not buy the slave only until Yovel. Sharei b'Yovel yetzei, because by Yovel he was destined to go out. K'moshin emel amata, like the pasuk says further on, v'yotze b'shnas ha-yovel, this slave will go out by yovel. Uvenachwi shetachas yotcha kosum medaber. The pasuk is talking about a goy that is subject to your rule, and you can force him to let him go free by yovel. V'yafal pikein, and still, even though he is subject to your rule, loisavi olav ba'akifim, you shall not treat him dishonestly and trick him. Mipnei chil Hashem, because that is a chil Hashem. Elok ishiboli goyel, but rather when you are coming to redeem yourself, yedaktik b'cheshbin, you shall be careful in the calculations. Lefi ha-magia b'chol shana v'shana, and figure out how much each year is worth. Yenakelo anochri min domov, and then the goy will subtract the amount that was already worked, and that will be the redemption price. For example, if there were 20 years from the time of the sale until Yovel, and the purchase price was for 20 mana nimsa, it comes out the guy bought each year at the price of 1 mana per year, and if the evidence worked by him already for 5 years, and then he is coming to redeem himself, he takes off 5 mana, because that was the amount that he already worked. And the Eved will give 15 money to the owner. And that is what the pasuk says further. And it will be the purchase price that shall be divided according to the number of years. You divide the 10 years by the 10 mana, and this tells us how much each year is worth. Kimei sachir yi imoi, like the years of a hired worker, he shall be with him. Cheshbin hamagia l'chol shana v'shana, we figure out how much each year is worth. Yechoshev, this shall be calculated, ki ilu niskar ima kol shana b'mana, as if each year he was hired for 1 mana, v'yinakalai, and he will subtract the years that he worked from the total cheshbin. Imoid rabbis b'shana mana yovel, if there are many years until yovel, lefi everything is the way I explained, that we calculate how many years there were till Yovel, we calculate how much the purchase price was, we divide the purchase price by the number of years telling us how much each year is worth, we subtract how many years he already worked, and the difference he gives to the owner, and this is the way he redeems himself. Zakrashi lo yirdenu beferach le'inecho, the goy should not work with the Eved Ivri with hard labor. Zakrashi vata roya, this means that if you see him working hard labor with the Eved Ivri, you must stop him. Do not be passive, take action against the goy. And if this Eved was not redeemed with these, meaning he was not redeemed with Geulas Atzmai, by redeeming himself, or with Geulas Kroivim, with relatives redeeming him, Rashi tells us he is redeemed with these, Geulas Atzmai and Geulas Kroivim, but not with working 6 years, unlike an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Liisrol, who does go out with Shesh. Who uvan of Imoy, he and his children will go free. By Yovel, Zakrashi Hanachri Chayev b'Mezonis Bonov, the guy is obligated to feed the children of the slave, and therefore when the slave goes free, the children go free too, because he does not have to feed them. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, shtari koydem, my shtar came first, that I was koyne them when I took them out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem lekeichem, kol ha'meshabed mamato, anybody who works with these slaves too hard below in this world, kilu meshabdo milmala, it is as if he works with their neshamos above. Zakrashi leisasu lechem alilim, kinegezeh hanimka lenachwi. The pasuk is directing these words towards the person that was sold to a guy. Shelo yoimar, the person who was sold to a guy should not say, hoyel v'rabi megala arayas, since my master is mezana, afani kamoisai, I will be like him, hoyel v'rabi oivid avodazara, since my master worships idols, afani kamoisai, I will be like him, hoyel v'rabi mechala shabbos, since my master is mechal shabbos, afani kamoisai, I will be like him, lekach nemru mikrois halolu. That's why these psukim are said. That's why this pasuk is connected to the parasha before of Eved Ivri Hanimka La'akam, to tell you that even though he is working by a guy, he should not learn from the ways of the guy. And the Mefarshim ask, Bishlama, we see in the Pasuk the Isser of Avodah Zorah because it says, Loi Sasu Lechem Elilim. And we see the Isser of Shabbos because it says, Es Shab Soisa Tishmaru. Where do we find in the Pasuk a mention of Znus that the Torah should be telling us that you should not follow the guy, that just like he is Mizana, you will be Mizana? Where do we see Znus mentioned in this Pasuk? The Be'er Basoda answers that since the Pasuk says, U'migdoshi tiro, you shall fear my Migdosh, and Rashi tells us in the beginning of Kedoshim that whenever a language of Kedusha is used, it is referring to Geder Erva, staying away from Arayas and Znus, so therefore we see a hint to Arayas through the words of Migdoshi tiro. Zok Rashi ve'af ha'parshius halolu nemru al ha'seder, and also the whole parsha of Bahar was said in a special sequence. The sequence is that the Torah tells us the avera that he does and the punishment that he will receive afterwards. B'tchila hizir al ha'shvias. First, the Torah says that one may not plant or plow during the year of shvias. V'mchamad moman v'nechshad al ha'shvias. And if he loves money and he is suspect of doing work on the fields during Shemitah, Seifei Limkar Metaltalov. His end will be that he will become poor and he will have to sell his metaltalin, his movable objects. Lekach Samach Lo, therefore the Pasuk says, right after the parasha of Shemitah, V'chisimkur Mimkar. And if you will sell a selling, Maksiv Bey, what does the Pasuk say over there? Oikona Miyad Amisecho. It says Miyad. Dover HaNikna Miyad Liyad. This is referring to something that is passed from hand to hand, which is metaltalin. If he does not do tshuva, he will have to sell his metaltalin. Loi chazaboy, if he still does not do tshuva, soif moicher achuzasai, his end will be, he will be so poor that he will have to sell his fields. Loi chazaboy, if he still does not do tshuva, soif moicher espesai, he will have to sell his house. Loi chazaboy, if he still does not do tshuva, soif loive berivis, at the end, he will borrow money with interest. He will have to pay interest on his loans. Kol elu ha'achroinos kasha min harishonos. All the later punishments are stronger and worse than the first ones. L'chazabai, if he still does not do tshuva, soif meicher es atzmai, he will have to sell himself as a slave. L'chazabai, if he still does not do tshuva, loidai el Yisrael, it won't be sufficient to sell oneself to a yid, el afilu l'nachri, he will have to sell himself to a guy. Ve'evin maskis, and stones to cover a floor, loshin kisui, maskis means to cover, kimoi, like the Pasuk says, v'sachoisi kapi, and my hand will cover you, shemachasin akaka beritzbas avonim, because they cover the floor with a covering of stone, lishtacha v'soleho, to bow down on this stone, afilu l'shamayim, one may not do this even to bow down to Hashem. Since bowing down means spreading out totally one's hands and feet, and the Torah did not allow this outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it says, in your land, you may not do this. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Nema L'Shalom Schar, who is believed to pay reward to the ones who go in his way. As the Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk is telling us that this Eved Ivri that is a slave by a guy, although it may be very hard for him to keep the mitzvahs because he is under the authority of a guy, still, if he keeps the mitzvahs, he will receive reward, because the Mishnah says, Lefum tzara agra, according to the pain and the hardship that a person has by doing the mitzvahs, agra will be his reward. Parshas Bechukosai. Im Bechukosai Teilechu. If in my chukim you will go. Which Rashi says this means Shetiu Ameilim Batorah, that you will toil in Torah. Ves mitzvoisai Tishmeru, and my mitzvahs you will observe. Vaasisem Oisom, and you will do them. As Rashi explains, if you will be Amil Batorah, if you will toil in Torah in order to observe my mitzvahs and do them, then you will receive an abundance of bracha. V'nosati gishmechem be'itom, and I will give your rains in their times. Rashi explains, be'itom in their times means at times that causes the least bother, which is Friday nights, since people tend not to leave their houses on Friday nights. As Mizrahi explains, since there is an Isser Malacha, one may not do Malacha on Friday nights, people usually stay home. So the bracha is that the rains will come on Friday nights. Why does it say, Gishmechem, your rains, in the plural? Shem Olam explains, it is referring to the Yore, the early rains, Umalkosh, and the late rains. So the Pasuk is saying, V'nosati Gishmechem be'itam, I will give the Yore and the Malkosh in their times on Friday nights. V'nosna Horitivula, and the land will give its produce. Ve'etz HaSodeh, and the trees of the field, Yitain Piryoy, will give its fruit. Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk has to say, Ve'etz HaSodeh, the trees of the field. Why couldn't it just say, Ve'etz Yitain Piryoy, and the trees will give its fruit? Rashi explains, the Pasuk is telling us a chiddush, Ve'etz HaSodeh, the trees of the field, even trees that typically do not give fruit, they also will give fruit. Then the Pasuk says, there will be such an abundance of tefuah that Ve'hisig lochem da'ish es potzir, the time of the threshing of this tefuah will reach all the way till the time of the cutting of the grapes. Uvotzir yasig ezora, and the time of the cutting of the grapes will reach all the way till the time of the planting. As Malbim explains, the time of the threshing starts in Nisan, and you will be busy threshing this tefuah all the way till the time of the botzir, the cutting of the grapes, which is at the end of the summer. And the botzir, the time of the cutting of the grapes, will last from the end of the summer all the way as Zara till the time of the planting in Mar Cheshvan. There will be so much tefuah and so many grapes. V'achaltem lachmechem losoiva, and you will eat your bread with satisfaction. Rashi is bothered. Isn't this obvious? If you have so much tefuah and so many grapes, of course you will be satisfied. Therefore, the pshat in the pasuk is that there is a separate bracha. The bracha is oichel kimo umesparach b'meyav. A person will be able to eat even a small amount and be satisfied. The mafarshim ask, why would somebody need such a bracha? If he has so much tefuah and so many grapes, why would he want to eat just a small amount? And therefore, Gur Aryeh and Malbim explain that the bracha is that you will only eat a small amount and you will have the rest to sell to other countries and profit on these sales. Vishaftem lovetach ba'artzachem, and you will live securely on your land. Zok Rashi im bechukosai teilechu, yochol ze kiim ha-mitzvois, I might have thought that the words im bechukosai teilechu are referring to keeping the mitzvois, kishu oimer, when the pasuk says further, vetz mitzvoisai tishmeru va'asisem oisam, and you will observe my mitzvois and do them, harei kiim ha-mitzvois omer. The pasuk further already states kiim ha-mitzvois, homo ani mekayim im bechukosai teilechu, so what will I do with the pasuk im bechukosai teilechu? Zok Rashi, it means, shetiu ameilim ba Torah, that you will toil in Torah. That is what the words in Bechukosai Teilechu mean. The question arises, why is toiling in Torah, Amelus Batorah, referred to as a chayk? Chukim are mitzvahs which one cannot comprehend. Why is Amelus Batorah referred to as Bechukosai Teilechu? Maybe we can answer, because we find concerning secular subjects, if one puts a tremendous amount of effort in getting good grades, but falls short, he will not receive any compensation for his efforts. One will not graduate law school based on his efforts. If one makes the grade, then he will graduate. But if he doesn't, he will fail. This is not so concerning Torah. Hashem does not look at what a person knows. Rather, he looks at how much effort and how much amelus he puts into his Torah. Since this is something so uncommon in the outside world, we can consider it a chayk, which is not comprehensible. When one makes a siyum on a masechta, we say the following phrase, Anu amelim v'heim amelim. We toil and the goyim toil. Anu amelim umakablim schar. We toil and receive reward. V'heim amelim v'heim umakablim schar. They toil, but they do not receive reward. What is the meaning of this phrase? The Mefarshim say a similar insight with the following mashal. A person goes to a tailor to order a suit. The tailor measures him, and the customer decides on a blue suit in a particular style. 2 weeks later, the tailor calls him up and tells him that the suit is ready. So he goes down to the tailor, he tries on the suit, he sees that the style is perfect, and he sees that the suit fits right, but one mistake. The suit is gray instead of blue. Even though the tailor was Amel, he toiled at making this suit, he will not be Mekabel Schar, he will not receive payment for this suit because he did not make it the way the customer wanted it. This is not so concerning learning Torah. When one toils at Torah, one gets schar for every minute, even if one doesn't understand his learning completely. That is the meaning of Anu Amelim Umekablim Schar. We toil and receive reward for the toil itself, even though our results fall short. Zok Rashi ves mitzvoisai tishmeru, hava amelim b'Torah. You should toil in Torah, almanas in order lishmar ulekayim, to observe and fulfill my mitzvahs. Kimo shenema, like the pasuk says, ulamadatem oisam, you shall learn the mitzvahs, ushamartem la'asoisam, in order to observe them and perform them. Be'itam, in their times, b'shosh she'en derech b'nei adam lotzeis, at a time when it is not the manner of people to go outside. Kigoin, for example, b'leili shabosois, on Friday nights. Ve'etz ha'sode, hein ilon israk. This is referring to trees that do not bear fruit. Va'asidem lasos peiros, and in the future they will have fruit. V'hisig lochem daish es botir, sheyehe adayish meruba, the threshing will be so much, va'atem asukim boy, and you will be so busy with this threshing, ad ha'botir, all the way till the time of the cutting of the grapes. U'bibotir, and the cutting of the grapes, ta'asku, will keep you busy, at shas hazera, until the time of the planting in Cheshvan. Va'achaltem lachmechem losoiva, and you will eat your bread with satisfaction. Oichel kima v'hu misbaruch memeyav. You will eat a small amount, and it will be blessed in your stomach that you will be satisfied. Sheni, maybe you will say, Hari machel, hari mishteh, I have food, I have drink, but if I do not have peace, what do I have? Therefore the Torah says, I will give you the bracha of peace, v'nosati shalom ba'aretz, and I will give peace in your land, u'shechavtem ve'in machrid, you will be able to lie down without fear, v'shbati chayaro min ha'aretz, and I will withdraw any wild animals from the land, v'cherev le'savar ba'artzechem, and a sword will not pass through your land. Rashi tells us that obviously they will not wage war with you, because the pasuk says, "V'nosati shalom ba'aretz," I will give peace in your land. But rather, they won't even pass through in order to go from one country to another and cut through your land. This is the bracha. You will be so removed from war that an army won't even pass through your land in order to get to another country. And you will chase your enemies. And the Mefarshim ask, which enemies is the pasuk referring to? If you will always be at peace, you will not have enemies. Therefore they answer, Oyveichem means the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones who do not do the mitzvahs. And you will chase these enemies, V'naflu lefneichem lechorev, and they will fall before you by sword. Rashi is medayek why it says lefneichem, before you. It could have just said V'naflu lechorev. Therefore he answers, Lefneichem, before you. Even before you get there, they will be dead, because each one will be killed by his friend, Ish Becherev Re'ehu, each one with his friend's sword. Verodu Mikem Chamisha Meo, and five of your weak ones will chase 100. Umeo Mikem Revova Yerdaifu, and 100 of your weak ones will chase 10,000. Frek Rashi Vichikachu Acheshbin, is this the calculation? If five will chase 100, that is a ratio of 20 to 1. So therefore 100 should chase 2,000, not 10,000. Therefore Rashi answers, Ein adoyme mu'otin ha'oisin ha'satara limerubin ha'oisin ha'satara. We cannot compare a small group who keeps the Torah, a group of five, where there the ratio is 20 to 1, to a large group that keeps the Torah. When you have 100 people together keeping the Torah, then the ratio changes, and they can chase even 10,000. And your enemies will fall before you by sword. Rashi tells us this means shaloi kederech ha'aretz, in an unnatural manner. Maskal David explains that typically when one chases his enemy and his enemy falls down in front of him, he falls forward face down. Over here the pasuk is telling us that they will fall in an unnatural manner. They will fall backwards facing up. This way Klal Yisrael will be able to rejoice even greater with the victory over their enemies. Ufonisi aleichem, and I will turn away from all my other concerns in order to spend time and give them reward, v'efreisi eschem, and I will multiply them, which means I will make them into a huge population, v'herbeisi eschem, and I will lead them with an erect stature, which means they will become dignified, v'akimoisi es brisi itchem, and I will establish my covenant with them, not like the first bris, which became annulled through the Avera of the Egel, but rather I will make a new bris with them, and this bris will not become annulled. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Vav, Vinosati Shalom, and I will give peace. Shema Toimru. Maybe you will say, Hari Machal, Hari Mishteh. We received a bracha of food. We received a bracha of drinks. Imein Shalom, Ein Klum. But without peace, this is all worthless. Talmud Loimer, Achar Kol Zois. Therefore the Pasuk says, at the end of all the brachos, Vinosati Shalom Ba'aretz, I will give peace in the land. Mikan, from here we learn out, Shah Shalom Shokol Keneged HaKol. Peace is equal to all the other brachos. As the Mefarshim explain, since in Pasuk Dalet and Hey, it says the bracha of an abundance of produce. And in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk goes back also to the bracha of the crop, and in between it says Shalom. This teaches us that Shalom is equivalent to all the other brachos. V'chein hu omer, and so we say in davening, Oise Shalom, Hashem makes peace, uvare es hakol, which is equivalent to creating everything else. V'cherev loisavar ba'arzachem, and a sword will not pass through your land. Ein tzorech loimar, the pasuk does not have to tell us, shelo yavoyu l'machama, that they won't come against you for war, because the pasuk already says, v'nosati shalom ba'aretz. This army will not even pass through your land in order to go from one country to another. Lifnechem lecharev, they will fall before you by sword. Ish becharev re'ehu, each person will die with his friend's sword. That's why the pasuk says lifnechem, before you. Even before you reach them, they will be killed because they will kill each other. Zok Rashi v'rodfu mikem. Why does it say mikem, from you? Minachaloshim shebachem, from your weak ones. V'loy minagiburim shebachem, and not from your strong ones. Even five of your weak ones will be able to chase 100. Chamisha mea umea revava, five will chase 100, and 100 will chase 10,000. Freik Rashi, v'chikachu acheshbin, is this the proper calculation? V'haloi lohi yitzorech loimer ela mea mikem shnei alafim yirdaifu. The proper calculation should have been a ratio of 20 to 1, and 100 should have chased 2,000. Zok Rashi, ela eino doime, we cannot compare mu'otin ha'oisim es ha'Torah, a small group that keeps the Torah, le'merubim ha'oisim es ha'Torah, to a larger group that keeps the Torah. And if you have a group of 100, the ratio changes, and 100 can chase 10,000. V'naflu ayveichem lefneichem lecharev, sheyu neiflin lefneichem, they will fall before you, sheloi kederach ha'aretz, in an unnatural manner, as we explained, they will fall facing up. Ufanisi aleichem, ef nemikola sokai, I will turn away from all my concerns, l'shalim scharchem, to pay your reward. Marshal lema hadover doime, what can we compare it to? L'melech shesocha poelim, to a king that hired workers, kidei isa b'taris kaihanim, like this marshal is explained in Taris kaihanim. A king hired workers, and there was one worker that worked better than the other workers, and this king turned all his attention to this worker in order to pay him his reward. V'freisi eschem, Rashi is bothered why it says v'freisi eschem and v'herbeisi eschem. Typically, pru urvu are placed together. The pasuk should have said v'freisi v'herbeisi eschem, since it says a separate eschem by each one of them. Therefore, we darshan each one separately. V'freisi eschem b'piriyu v'rivya, I will multiply you with having many children. V'herbeisi eschem, and I will increase you b'kaymes zekufa, that you will have an erect stature and you will be dignified. V'akimoisi es brisi itchem, and I will establish my bris with you. Bris chadosha, a new covenant. Loi kibris harishona shefarta moisa, not like the old bris which you annulled when you did the ego. El bris chadosha, this is referring to a new bris, sheloi tufar, that you will not break and you will not annul. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, v'charati es beis Yisrael ves beis Yehuda, and I will be kairis with the Yisrael and with the house of Yehuda. Bris chadosha, a new bris, loy kibris, not like the first bris which you broke.